Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures across Israel are pleasant this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a mild night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, The Times of Israel reveals that a senior minister says Israel is not halting attacks in Gaza, with 9 reported killed in IDF strikes. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has killed 3 terrorists from Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and Army of Islam in Gaza. Also this hour, JNS reports that a former senior Fatah official believes the Trump plan depends on Israel halting Gaza strikes. Separately, I-24 News notes that Gulf states are divided over Iranian retaliation as a Hormuz deal is considered. And finally, JTA reports that Trump, heeding a Saudi plea, cancelled a planned joint U.S.-Israel assault on Iran, surprising Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a commentator on regional security, posted just minutes ago that Israel was fully prepared for a major U.S. strike on Iran, which was called off by President Trump at the last minute, eroding operational readiness. David M. Friedman, a former U.S. ambassador, reminded everyone earlier today that the trauma for hostages continues even after their release. Meanwhile, an open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, reported half an hour ago that Israeli troops remain on alert after Trump cancelled a planned strike on Iran, affecting Israel's operational planning. Now for more on those stories, starting with our top story from the Times of Israel. The senior minister, Eli Cohen, stated that Israel's cabinet has not yet discussed the disarmament plan that Hamas agreed to last week. The strikes have reportedly killed civilians, including children. The ongoing conflict raises concerns over civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to news from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's recent operation in Gaza resulted in the deaths of key figures from Hamas and allied groups. The strike follows tensions over the continued violence, complicating efforts for peace talks. The immediate aftermath could see heightened tensions in the region. Meanwhile, JNS highlights comments from Mohammed Dahlan, a former Fatah official, regarding the Trump peace plan. Dahlan stated that Jared Kushner is reportedly working to halt Israeli strikes on Gaza as part of the broader proposal. The outcome of these negotiations could heavily influence future diplomatic relations between the US, Israel, and Palestine. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports a divide among Gulf states about how to respond to potential Iranian actions amid new negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz. This split could affect regional security alliances and trade routes critical to global oil supplies. And finally, the JTA story about Trump's cancellation of a joint strike with Israel on Iran. The decision appears to have caught Israel off guard, causing diplomatic ripples and questioning the reliability of U.S.-Israel military coordination. This decision could shift regional power dynamics and impact future defense strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Israel is preparing regulation for robotaxis, expected to come into effect in the second half of 2027, following international regulatory approvals. Separately, CTEC details how young AI investor Leopold Aschenbrenner faced a setback as his $16 billion hedge fund had to unwind positions due to a sharp market reversal. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Onyx Security raised $113 million to help companies manage AI agents securely, highlighting the growing demand in cybersecurity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.